this finger right here taken off by, I think that you cut grain with. Let's see, what did he call that thing? Not a scythe.
That's what I was thinking.
I've got one. I've got his out yonder right now, but I can't think what he called it.
Well, if you were to go outside without your coat and it was cold, somebody might bring it to you and say, "Here, I've what?"
Cloak.
Okay. Or if they were bringing it to you, they might say, "Here, I've what? Your coat. I've." You know what I mean?
No, I don't get you.
Okay. If let's say it was cold outside, and your sister brought you your coat, she or we're gonna bring you your coat, she would say, "Here, I've what? Your coat."
She would call it a cloak.
Okay.
C-L-O-A-K.
Okay. If you have a coat that let's say you've outgrown it. Few years ago, you might say, "It won't fit this year, but last year it what?"
Fitted perfectly.
Okay. And
She ought to tell you the coat story
about the coats. See, our clothes were, most of them were made by somebody in the family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the little girls, my aunt bought this beautiful green wool material, I imagine you couldn't find any better now. And so she made a coat for sister, but we were so poor we couldn't have coats as often as we would like to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And so clothes were always made too big for us, you know, too long, because you're growing children, you're allowed to know this. And so sisters was made too big for her, and she had to grow to hers. Mine was made too big for me. I had to grow to mine.
And they were exactly alike.
They were exactly alike. And so then sister had outgrown hers, and I had to take over hers, and hers was too big for me. I had to grow to hers and then weigh it till it was way too little for me. So for many years afterwards, I didn't want anything that was dark green. For years and years, I'd say, "I know that's pretty, but I don't want that." I said, "The first 15 years of my life, I wore dark green coats alone. You couldn't give me one."
If you have a shirt and you wash it in hot water, and the collar gets too small so you can't wear it, you say the shirt did what?
Shrink. Okay. Well, shrunk.
Do you ever hear people use other words for that?
Mm-mm.
They just say shrunk. Okay.
Shrunk.
The things men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Galluses.
Galluses.
The word.
And then kind of flat land that's usually low and alongside a stream. They have a name for that?
Swampland.
Swampland. What about if it's land that you can farm, but it's low lying next to a stream? Call it bottoms.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Bottom land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.